Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. We are the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Brady.
Any advice on negotiating for better scholarships? My current plan is to apply broadly and hopefully get a few full tuition offers, then leverage those offers to try to get full rides to the schools I want to go to. All the schools are similarly ranked 20 to 35-ish. So I feel like I'm making fair comparisons.
Cool. The thing I wouldn't do is I would not like apply to every school and then get a full ride offer from one of them and then send that full ride offer back out to all the other schools saying, you know, beat this. Like I wouldn't do multiple negotiations with multiple schools at once. I think I would cast a wide net of schools that are likely to give you generous offers. Then I would consider those offers as they come in. And when schools offer you something that is clearly below what you think that school should be giving you, then you can ask them to reconsider if you're serious about that school. I wouldn't be asking schools to reconsider if you're not serious about the school. Maybe that's just because it's a waste of time.
Yeah, no, I hear you. You ask, you're serious about the school and you're also willing to walk away because you have other better offers, and you just, then it makes the negotiation very easy.
Right.
Because there's not some sort of game going on. You're just saying kindly, nicely, I appreciate the offer you gave me. I have been given this other offer at this other school and I would love to come to your school, but I can't under these circumstances, and let them decide what they want to do. And it doesn't matter what they do because you can always walk away.
And that's the key, you know. And by the way, this is negotiations 101. If you've never taken any negotiations class, the first thing they're going to talk to you about is the best alternative to a negotiated agreement. Obnoxiously, they have that as an acronym, BATNA. Best alternative to a negotiated agreement. What's your BATNA? And applying early with the best LSAT you can get broadly gives you a good BATNA, because you've got, it's not just that you're applying to get these offers so that you can then leverage, you know, because the schools may or may not up their offer. You've got to be willing to walk away. And if you apply broadly, then you have that BATNA where you've got, well, okay, like, yeah, maybe that's not my first choice, but they gave me a full ride. I'm going to graduate with zero debt. And I think you need to be genuinely like open to accepting whatever the best full ride is that you get.
Yeah. Or literally walking away from all of them because none of them are good enough.
Yeah. And then you just walk away for a whole cycle, or potentially walk away for your whole life. You're just like, nah, that's not a good value.
I didn't find it. It's like looking for a, like maybe you want to go buy a house, but none of them are priced well. Yeah. Then don't buy one.
Right.
Like people get in this mindset like, oh, I have to buy. I have to go to law school. It's like, no, you don't. There's so many other opportunities in this world. Be ready and willing to walk away if none of them are good.
Yeah. Best advice I think anybody's ever going to give about negotiating is to just have a strong walking away point. If you are willing to walk away from school X,
you will get more. The irony.
You'll get more from school X. Yeah. And one thing to keep in mind, like you, if you're serious about school X, then you definitely should ask them for more money. Even if it's the best offer you got and you're planning on taking it, you should still ask them for more money.
Yes, yes.
But then you've got to be willing to walk away. If you're not willing to walk away, they're going to like sniff it on you.
Yeah, it's going to be manifest through your tone.
It's just going to be so obvious. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it affects the way you behave, which is really important. Like when you have a good alternative and when you don't have a good alternative, you're going to behave totally differently in all your interactions with them and in the choices that you make. So we apply with the best LSAT we can, and we apply broadly and we apply early so that we can get multiple competing offers, not necessarily so that we can show them to the other schools and play them off of one another. It's not really about that as much as it's about putting yourself in a better position where you know what you're worth, and it's going to help you to be able to decide which offer is worth taking and which offers should be walked away from. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.